Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Kelsey B. Schorner is with us this morning. She's the program director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, and a lot of programs going on here as we hit the holiday season. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Good. You in the holiday spirit?
We are in the holiday spirit, full swing.
You'd have no choice because it's upon us now.
It is. It is. We are here. Yeah, Christmas is here.
Already seen a little bit of activity, but boy, it's really going to pick up here in a few days, isn't it?
It is. It is. We're going to be kicking off with the grand lighting here soon. So,
yeah, this Thursday with the grand lighting ceremony, the celebration that we'll have, and then things will kind of kick forward from there. But let's start with that. What's going to be happening on Thursday?
So Thursday, everything takes place downtown Chestnut Street. All of the entertainment starts at 5 p.m. with Hy-Vee giving out free hot dogs and then and hot chocolate. And we will be awaiting the arrival of Santa. And he will arrive at 5:30. And him, along with the children, will light the downtown with his Christmas magic. So it's great. Great and exciting, and everybody looks forward to it every year.
And I know snow always gets us into the Christmas spirit, but the weather actually looks very palatable for Thursday night, so you can bring the family and have some fun.
Yes, and I hope everybody, you know, walks downtown. Shops will be open a little bit later with it being Thursday, and everyone just really gets in the Christmas spirit, being around one another with the Christmas lights on, shopping downtown. It's just a great time.
Well, and it's kind of a reminder for us, too, that we've had a few things already happen here for the fall season into the Christmas season, but the Scrooge contest actually has been going on, but folks still have time to get in on that, right?
Yes, our candidates have been hard at work collecting and advertising for that, but yes, there's plenty of time to still donate, and they all have their stations around town that they're collecting, or you can reach out to them personally. So,
well, we've seen this for a number of years, but for those folks who maybe aren't quite familiar, might be newer to the community and not sure what the Scrooge contest is, give them the summary.
Yeah, so the Scrooge contest, there are three contestants this year that were chosen, and they go around town collecting monetary donations or canned food items for the food pantry. And each of those items or the monetary donations are worth a point. And whoever collects the most points will be the grand marshal in the lighted parade the first Saturday in December. So it is kind of they call it a Scrooge, but it also is very, very much in the Christmas spirit. So,
food pantries all over. They struggle all the time to keep up with the need, but in the holiday season, it's specifically a difficult time for them. But it is top of the mind for a lot of folks. They do get a lot of donations, but they just always need more.
Yes, we have seen, obviously, last year being last year, we have seen an increase, and then with all everything increasing in price this year, it's just with also having the demand still heavy on the food pantry, they just need all of our help as much as possible. And we all want everyone in our community to enjoy Christmas and be able to have family around a table with great food and everything like that. And so this is one thing that we can do to help our community so everyone can have that special time this year.
You bet. Kelly Anstey, who is with Fairway, and Ray Paulin with Atlantic Bottling, and Tom Cappell, who works with Detter Motor Company, but also is the Atlantic Fire Chief. They are the contestants this year. Now, if you don't run into them anywhere and happen to be able to slip them a check or give them a box of stuff, how else would they be able to donate toward the effort? Can they do that through the chamber?
Yes, they're welcome to drop off any kind of donations at the chamber or the food pantry. The food pantry has some limited hours, so we're always at the chamber, and they can reach out there. To the contestants, there's drop boxes at, you know, Fairway and Hy-Vee and just really anywhere you'll be able to reach out. But we're always at the chamber taking donations.
Very good. There are a lot of folks in need. We hear all the time about people doing mission trips other places because there are folks in need around the world. There are folks in need right under your nose in your community. So if you can help them out anyway, that would be awesome, especially during this holiday season where we're thinking about being generous anyway. You mentioned, too, that part of this leads toward the lighted Christmas parade. So let's talk about that. That's not too far down the road.
No. So, yeah, with December just right around the corner, it's the first Saturday in December at 6 p.m. Everybody gathers downtown for fireworks, and that kicks off our lighted parade. Everybody really looks forward to seeing all of the different floats, and it's something that you don't have to really plan ahead. A lot of people just, you know, throw lights on a pickup or, you know, a trailer and just go through with the lighted Christmas parade. A lot of times we've had some bad weather, but it's going to be a beautiful day for everyone to enjoy. So
fireworks?
Yes. Fireworks will be beforehand. Just to kick off the parade. So everybody likes to gather in the middle of downtown, and it's just a beautiful Hallmark Christmas time. So
it's a nice photo opportunity.
It's great
for you, and it's something you don't expect. When mm-hmm. we think fireworks, we usually think of the summer.
Right.
So to be able to enjoy a little bit of that here during the winter season is fun too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, winter season, there are things that go on all throughout the course of the winter season. The Santa's cabin area will be available. Mm-hmm. There'll be some other activities that'll go on throughout the Christmas season. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Yeah. So Angel of Christmas is one of the things, along with Scrooge contest. So Angel of Christmas is, if you think of someone that just carries the spirit of Christmas all throughout the year, and just somebody that deserves recognition, they can be nominated for the Angel of Christmas. Nomination forms can be found at AtlanticIowa.com. So we just like to celebrate those people that celebrate Christmas all year round. So that's something. Deck the Homes is provided by AMU. If you see somebody that is just celebrating Christmas with all the Christmas lights, and some people have music and lights and a whole production. If you see someone that you would like to nominate for recognition on their Christmas decor, you can do that just calling Atlantic Municipal Utilities and just nominating them for Deck the Homes. And you kind of spoke about Santa's Cabin. Santa's Cabin is very special to a lot of people. It goes back generations. And so Santa will be in his cabin periodically throughout the year, right up until the week of Christmas. And so the children are invited to sit down one-on-one with Santa and have a conversation with him. And that we'll have hot chocolate and goodies. And then just walking around downtown and City Park is always beautiful. So last year we had a lot of great, actually really warm Santa's cabins. And so it just made it really nice to be able to just enjoy all the lights that the street department has worked so hard to put up and keep maintained for us.
So many things going on, and we're just right now so far kind of talking about a lot of the chamber-driven events.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not all the events going on during Christmas season are Chamber of Commerce-driven. There are some other things going on through the Cancer Society
mm-hmm.
With the Festival of Lights, or Festival of Trees, rather. There are a number of other events that go on during the course of the season, so a lot of people are jumping in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's great. I mean, the Chamber does a lot, but there are so many other organizations and nonprofits. You know, Christmas is a very special time here in Cass County, and it doesn't take, you know, just but a couple people with a great idea, and everybody just kind of jumps in on that, and it has become a tradition, like the Festival of Trees at the Parish Center.
You bet. Atlantic Cash, still an option for folks if they just can't think of what else to buy for Christmas?
Yes, so we have Atlantic Cash available all year round, but especially for Christmas, Atlantic Cash is a great option for people just because there are so many businesses that can benefit from Atlantic Cash, and it's a little bit more personal than just like a gift card or something like that, and they can shop local and it gives back to their community as well, so it's kind of a win-win.
Kelsey, what's the impact of having all the traffic here during the holiday season? What kind of feedback do you get from the activities that go on here during Christmas season?
Well, anyone that comes and visits any time during the year, they come to the chamber and they say, hey, I've heard all about Christmas, or, you know, I've heard all about this and that Atlantic does. It really does put a picture of Atlantic in people's minds, and they always want to come back, may it be at Christmas or anywhere. People just have a great feeling when they hear and they see about things that Atlantic is doing. And we are so special, and I think sometimes we take for granted how special Atlantic is. And so we love to show off Atlantic and put that thought in people's minds, how great it is.
Well, I know a lot of folks want to brand different communities as being the focal point of this. Some of those might be ethnic, like the Danish villages, the German heritage in Manning, those types of things. Some folks want to point to different monuments or different things that you might have. Is this kind of our branded time of the year where we're kind of known for our Christmas activities?
We are known for just being actually, we were voted the number one town for Christmas in Iowa. And I think we do just that with our special things that we hold so dear, the grand lighting, Santa's cabin and things like that. I mean, it just is, it's just a Hallmark movie. And then you put a fluffy little snow downtown, with the Christmas lights, and the depot at the end of the street. I mean, it's just a great image to have and a great memories to be made.
Yeah. Watch the traffic. We don't want anybody getting hurt, but when you look from the top, from the south end of Chestnut Street down toward the depot, that's a pretty impressive sight, especially on a nice clear night.
Yeah.
When everything is lit up the way it can be. So, yeah, good time and your first chance to see all that coming up again this Thursday evening with the grand lighting. So I don't think we missed too much, did we? There was a lot there.
I don't think so, but if we did miss anything, we do have brochures floating all around town, or you can go to AtlanticIowa.com. And there is a file there that you can print your own brochure as well, with it all being on our community website.
Very good. All right. Well, we appreciate all the work that so many folks have put in to make all this so much fun and so beautiful during the holiday season. Look forward to celebrating some of that here in Atlantic. Kelsey B. Shorner, thank you so much for stopping by and helping share with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.